Good morning, listeners. This is Ellen Sugg from Community Works Radio, and of course, KKRN. And I'm in the Reading studio today during our Pledge Drive week to have a talk with a local organization, and that organization is called Art from the Ashes. And in the studio, I have Catherine Henderson and Joy Foyer, and they're going to spend some time telling me about this amazing project and organization, and so that you guys will know about it, so our listeners will have the chance to know all about what's going on with Art from the Ashes and the upcoming event that they're here planning. So Catherine, would you like to start? Because you are the local Art from the Ashes person, also known as AFTA. How did it come to Shasta County?
I retired here in 2017 to come and live with my daughter, who's been here for a number of years. And I'm a retired professor, and I had taken students to volunteer in disaster zones when I was teaching at Texas A&M. When we were working on the Bastrop fires, the worst fires in Texas history, I found out about Art from the Ashes. So after the car fire, I got on the internet to look it up, and lo and behold, they're in Southern California. So via Texas, back to Southern California, and I invited them to come up here to help us after the car fire.
Well, that's amazing. And so what did you do after they got here, and how, what is the Art from the Ashes project?
Art from the Ashes is making art from the remains of a fire. So after they got up here, with the permission of property owners, we went out just ahead of the bulldozers and started collecting materials. We ran workshops for children and for adults, because the process is as important as the final product.
And so you created art.
Yes.
Okay, and then why don't I ask Joy? So you must have gotten in touch, Catherine, you must have gotten in touch with Joy. And so from your side, what does that mean and what happened?
Well, it's interesting. Art from the Ashes was founded in 2007. And the instigation for it was really, I'm an artist, and through the eyes of a creative, I think we all find answers and coping mechanisms by way of art. And so living in Southern California and growing up with wildfire my entire life, and seeing just that loss and that void that's part of the aftermath, led to thinking we must be able to do something inspiring and positive from the nothing and from the tragedy. And we have been doing this since 2007. It's all volunteer-based. And each time we come to a community, the main thing is we want to be shepherded in by somebody from the community, so that we can make sure that the Art from the Ashes initiative in that particular county or community reflects what they want and need as part of their long-term recovery. And my nickname for Catherine is the instigator, because she did instigate us coming up here and feeling connected and having it come across the right way. As you can imagine, this is not something we come in and say, you know, oh, we're going to come in and fix the community after this horrific alteration that's happened because of a fire. It's, we want to be part of the resilience, the recovery, the long-term process. And as Catherine pointed out, part of the art, the most important thing about this is the community coming together, the process of making art, because it reflects transforming materials into one-of-a-kind works of art, reflects exactly what's happened in the community and the land. Everything has been altered. Everything has been transmuted and changed. And that's an incredibly interpretive, painful process. It changes as it goes. It's different for every individual. And so what we try to do is invite people the entire way through it. So through Catherine and a bunch of really incredible volunteers up here, she's built out quite a team of people. I've been coming up since November doing that with her, and we've had these workshops that she mentioned. And here we are in, you know, October of 2019, and we're going to launch a show this Saturday, October 12th, and it's going to be in the downtown cultural district of Reading. It's at three locations, That'll be Old City Hall, Shasta County Arts Council, Shervin Square. It's the second floor, number 214, and California Street Labs. And it'll go from 2 to 6 this Saturday, and then there'll be extended evening programming from 6 to 9. And it'll be at the California Street Labs, and the North State Symphony musicians will be joining us. They've come on board. We have over 64 artists that have created close to 100 works of art.
Wow.
I mean, just incredible. And, you know, every kind of medium that you could imagine has been touched on and worked with. All of the artists came and chose their materials from AFTA's container up here.
All right. Well, we'll go back to the process to get the art in just a minute. But the event this weekend is the opening, is the grand opening.
It is.
On the 12th.
Yes.
And then there's going to be exhibits for how long after that?
It'll be from October 12th to November 15th.
Oh, and so people have a great opportunity to come
correct.
To these three places. It'll be at all three places for that long?
All three places, and our main public hours will be every week, Thursday to Saturday, 12 to 6 p.m. All locations will be open, and then we'll also have special programming happening during that time. So folks should go on to artfromtheashes.org. or our Facebook social pages, at Art From The Ashes. We'll have signs posted at the venues, because we've got some really interesting specialty programming that will add to those hours. But weekly, those will be the committed, run by volunteers, which we'd love for you to come hang out in the gallery spaces with us. And it's really, we want it to be an activated community space, a hub for gathering.
Right. Great. And so to get back to the art process, I mean, basically I kept thinking as you were describing, you know, the actual doing of the art is it's a therapeutic thing.
Absolutely.
I would say. And that was the part of it. And of course, our entire community in Redding and Shasta County was affected by the car fire. I know almost everybody I know people that lost their homes. Mm-hmm. And we all tried to gather around and support and help each other, and helping people find ways to feel better was a big important part of it. So where did the art workshops take place, Catherine, and what kind of people came to do the art? And
some of them took place at Old City Hall, and some of them took place over at California Street Labs. We started with children's workshops, with children creating either painting or collage work on wood rounds that were from trees burned in the fire. And then we had adult workshops for both professional artists and community members. And so many wonderful things came out of that. We learned so much from one another on materials, but also in sharing our experiences. And one of the lovely outcomes of that is a community quilt, like a friendship quilt, where each person did a separate square, but it's made out of metal, out of burned corrugated metal from roofs. And
so what did people do for their squares?
Anything and everything under the sun. Some of them are realistic representations. My particular one has had a piece of aluminum that looked like a feather, and then I created some other feathers to go with it, including some real ones. One of the fun.
So you could glue things on it and add
paint. And wire them, or what, you know, whatever called to you. And one of the most interesting things happened at the end. I was going to be happy no matter how big it was, but the artist didn't think it was big enough. They grabbed some of the scraps and just put them together as abstract pieces. And it really works beautifully because it gives kind of eye relief from the busyness of many of the other pieces.
Wow. Is it hung up?
Yes.
Somewhere to be
it's
seen?
We actually have a lot of collaborations that happen, which, to be honest, made me really happy. Because, again, part of it is doing, you know, art in a silo for your own process. Another huge part of it is coming together in a way that you don't typically come together and to create something that would have never happened individually. And so we have the community quilt. We have an ecology quilt. We have the Enterprise High School students working with reclaimed fire hose and fire nozzles to create really unique pieces. The UPREP students created it's on the ceiling at Shasta County Arts Council in the gallery there. Everybody will see it. It's 142 squares of organic textural expression, and it's you look up at it and it's just beautiful.
Wow. Are there little pieces? Are the different pieces, like you said, how many do you have in it?
We have 99. That's why whenever I say close to 100, I almost wanted to say, okay, somebody
make
one more piece. But it's everything from, there's small rings made from reclaimed metal objects that people found, all the way up to a 2,000-pound phoenix that's carved out of a sugar pine that's in the parking lot of California Street Labs, and everything in between. And there's sculpture, there's paintings, there's glass work, there's a lot of mixed media. And it's just one of the things that, you know, through all the years of doing this, that is still my favorite part is right now, because the last week the artists have been delivering their work. So we see what they go away with, what they choose, what speaks to them. And often artists will choose materials that they've never worked with. Like they'll say, you know, I'm a painter. I don't know about this metal piece. I got to do something with it. And we had four artists in the show that have never gone three-dimensional, and they went there and they said it's the materials or something. It just made me want to expand.
Right. So this brings another question to mind. So there were some professional artists involved, but were there also just people who had lost homes and suffered that came? And so it was
both
quote unquote lay people, lay artists.
I'm
a retired teacher, and I know art is something that a lot of people can do, whether they're artists or not.
So
it's a mixed group of people, both professional and you know, artists and ordinary people that wanted to express and participate in the therapeutic aspect of art.
It's always that way, because one of the most exciting things is there's always first-time artists in our show, right alongside artists that have been practicing and have been in gallery shows or, you know, getting commissions for years. And there's such beauty in that, because one of the things that, as an artist myself, I've done a lot of work outside of Art from the Ashes, and one of the things I never wanted our shows to be about or our art projects to be about was not have them be inclusive, because this is about being together, and this is about, you know, maybe giving people the confidence and the avenue to do something they never would have done.
Right, that's so great. So we're actually almost out of time, if we're going to spend a couple more minutes. So why don't we just repeat the information about the event this weekend? And there was one other little piece I wanted to ask you about, because on the same day it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Mm-hmm.
And did you mention that in some way they're going to participate with Art from the Ashes opening as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have several artists involved that are Wintu and Pitt River, and they created an installation called Resilience Baskets, and you're going to have to see it to be part of it, but it's a very beautiful statement, a very beautiful symbol, and that will be part of the program that happens at California Street Labs at about 6:15 that night, prior to the North State Symphony performing. They'll be part of that.
Okay, and by then the Indigenous People's History Day will be over, because that
Correct.
Ends at 4. So I'm glad to hear that.
And the installation will actually be going from by the Cascade Theater there, sort of migrating its way down to the Street Labs, which I love that too, because I love the idea that there's just this activation of community and creativity happening.
Right, from the Cascade Theater, Market Street over. That is so great. So the event on Saturday is going to begin and end?
It begins at 2 and it ends at 6 at all locations. And then there's an additional evening program at California Street Labs only, from 6 to 9.
Okay, and California Street Labs is 1313 California Street.
Correct.
And Shasta County Arts Council is 1313
Market Street. And Shervin Square Square is 1348, and it's up in 214, and we'll have signage in the
1348 what street?
1348 Market. Okay. It's directly across from Old City Hall.
Okay, so and we're all in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, we wanted to really make it a walkable thing and get people out and liven up the streets and pull it together. And I want to mention, too, that the proceeds from all of these works, if you purchase a work of art on that day or make a donation, we have partnered with Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. And we very early on wanted to align ourselves with something that meant something to all the community. And so the money will go towards their restoration efforts, and it'll go funneled towards trails, trees, and managing fuel loads. So it's a very beautiful tie-in, and we're going to continue. We have a partnership agreement with them, so we will continue to be working on our From the Ashes projects and different initiatives outside of the exhibition through 2020.
Well, that's fantastic, and thank you, Joy, for coming up and spending so much time in Shasta County, and Catherine, thank you for being here and for bringing art from the ashes to us. It's really wonderful.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was a great talk. Bye.